Reading is interpretation, just like filmmaking is interpretation. It's really impossible to be a completely objective interpreter who just approaches the text without filling in the gaps or asking questions. And it's okay to do that. The rabbis have been doing that for a long, long time.
Oh my gosh. Think about if you're trying to make a movie, but your bad guy can't cuss. Your bad guy's like, shoot, darn, my word, like, I'm not gonna believe this bad guy is that bad. Like, he's kind of funny, you know? So it's like, I can't tell a story if you don't let me paint the black.
I like to talk about kind of faith as a wall or faith as a tether. One kind keeps you from exploring. It's like based on fear. And then the tether point is actually when you're more secure and it actually invites you to explore because you know you have that tether point.
Well, that's just part of Jewish tradition, that you can turn a word over and think about what it means or wonder if maybe Noah should have protested when God said, go kill everybody.
Why did these writers shape this the way they did? What were they trying to say? That's a question of curiosity. And the answers to that, they really stem out of a creative curiosity to sort of like put these pieces together, which I think true scholarship is. It's actually acts of creativity. You're creating meaning somehow from these texts.
Well, I do believe we need more women in church leadership. We know from research that diversity is good for us. When we have a diverse group, we make better decisions. The group comes to better conclusions. So I think that we need diverse leadership in every sector of society and certainly in the church.
The Bible not only describes a world in which human beings are treated unequally, but it actually seems to justify the operations and processes and structures to maintain those hierarchies.
There's some fear with kind of shaking things up. What if I start saying some things that make people question my faith? Like, what does that mean for me? Or what if I step away from the church? What does that mean for me? I'm navigating all of those questions.
You spoke the language, but you didn't have the grammar. You didn't know the rules. So you could speak it well. And like, that's the difference for me of like hip hop could often speak the language of Christianity really fluently, but they were dismissed because they didn't have the grammar rules. And that's like what made it Christian rap.
When women are in leadership, it's really important that they're in true leadership, not sort of part B to someone else's part A, actual authority and not sort of a figurehead, which unfortunately is what happens oftentimes when women are in leadership.
I can't believe I have to explain this to you. Do you hear how callous you are? Like, I don't care about your political stances right now. I'm just like, yo, just human to human. How you read the same Bible I read? Hell, how are you the same species that I am? And you not drawing the same conclusion? Like, I just don't understand how your right to the Second Amendment somehow or another is more important than the death of a 14-year-old little boy.
I think that I still have a lot of moments of doubt and a lot of moments, I think, of anger towards God. Just, you know, just kind of like anyone else. I'm just trying to figure it out. The way that I'm trying to figure that out, I guess, is by really, really taking the time to get to know who God created me to be. That's the way that I'm going about figuring out who God is and where He is in my life.
Schon wieder Bewerberflaute? Sie schalten Anzeige um Anzeige. Das nervt und ist doch viel zu teuer. Stopp! Raus aus der Recruiting-Spirale. Mit StepStone All Jobs bekommen Sie alle Anzeigen für ein Jahr in einem Paket zu einem fixen Preis. So sparen Sie bis zu 75% Kosten pro Bewerbung und sind jederzeit flexibel. Jetzt Termin vereinbaren auf stepstone.de/alljobs. StepStone. Einfach die richtigen Talente finden für alle Jobs.